So they put me in there, hauled me from Amador over to Corozal, the finance office. It's an old French building. It was brought in when the French had it and so forth.
Oh, yeah.
And they brought it and put it together, and we had that. And so I ended up, instead of running a tank and so forth, being trained for a tank, I was running a Royal typewriter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I got. So I spent the rest of my time in the Army driving a Royal typewriter.
All right. That's a good job to have, a necessary job for that.
That's right. Oh, yeah. A couple times I tried to get out of the job and do something, get out and go off on that thing. Uh-huh. The colonel, no. Well, he said,
he needed you.
Sergeant, that's right. He said, people like you, we need you. You helped us on those files and so forth. Eventually, we got, I and about four other guys got all that stuff typing, about two, three years typing. So we got it all done.
Yeah.
Got him out of the hole for $25 million.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to let me go?
Heck no. One of my favorite quotes is from General Pershing. He was the commander of the Allied Expedition. Yeah. At the end of World War I, he was asked, how did the Allies win? He said two words, service and supply. He said, every war from this point on, 9 out of every 10 troops will be service or supply, and that's the key to winning the war. So that was what you were doing.
That's it.
One of the questions I was going to ask you, Mr. Kraziza, about, so you were in the canal zone, in the Panama Canal, during Pearl Harbor. Now, very interesting to me, because most of the testimony we have from Americans about Pearl Harbor and the impact it had, most of that testimony is from people who are in the States.
Yeah.
But you were in Panama.
I was in there.
What do you remember? How people reacted?
Absolutely, because number two, my two sisters, we all three, Esther, Ethel, and well, you got four Esther's up there. I'll show you a picture up there. She was interesting; had an interesting thing. Yet, we all three were in on the 7th of December. We all three were in Panama when that thing blew, boy. And we were there from the start of that World War till the end. We were there when Truman finally signed off on the wording on the Missouri that the war was over.
Yeah.
We were there. We did it. But we know it, what happened from the beginning to the end.
Uh-huh.
And yes, we were caught with our pants down also. But the thing that saved our hide, where we are, you know where Panama Canal is, that's going to help in this discussion because you know where I'm talking about. Okay, we were there in Panama, and we were a hell of a long ways from Pearl Harbor and from Hong Kong, let's put it, aren't we? How are you going to get an airplane that can fly from, let's say, Pearl Harbor or Hong Kong, to the Panama Canal, drop his bombs, and then fly back that way? That's 15,000 miles. The gas tank wouldn't take it, would it?
No.
So they couldn't do it. But we didn't. Well, our military down there understood that up to a point. And so, we thought, well, maybe they'll have some, rockets that they could use. So MacArthur thought, well, they could get some rockets. We can get the at Honolulu, if we can take that and get that, we can shove some rockets of some sort. Now, they don't have the rockets that we have now, sophisticated stuff. We could have some rockets. We could give them a bad time shooting over there and disabling the Panama Canal. And so we knew it. And so we had blackouts there for a long time. They just shut off all the electricity. Well, that shut off all the refrigeration and every damn thing and all the operating room stuff at Gorgas Hospital and all of that stuff. Yeah, that shuts everything down. Hell, you can't do that. No ships go through the canal. You just, You can't do that, see?
So the war had an immediate
Had an impact on the thing there. So we would work on a, let's say, 12-hour basis up to a point. But we could work out, we had dimmed lights. They had red lights. We'd have red lights that nothing could pick up. I mean, nothing could find us and so forth. We would hide for a while. This was a period of probably a couple years we had those. Little by little, we realized that the Japs couldn't do anything to us. And so we opened up and had exposure to the world and so forth. But we did have a scare on that thing for a couple of years and so forth. And of course, our food, we didn't have to worry about food, but food come from Argentina and it come from Australia, didn't it? Huh? Swift and Company, and also those boat ships would come on up to, they stop at Panama to canal to get some fuel and some fresh water and so forth before they went on up to New Orleans, see? So, okay, we would take and say, okay, we want so much butter, we want so much hamburger, we want so much steaks and so forth. So we got our food before the people in the United States did, but we didn't say it. We didn't say anything about it, see? But that's the way the thing runs, see? And we had, it could come from Argentina, Swift and Company, Argentina up here, and these guys, oh yeah, we'll take you through the Panama Canal, but we'd like to have this, this, this. But, and we'd give them wording, we'd alert them that we're going to re-spy our stuff with your stuff here and so forth, and that's nice and so forth. Oh, sure, sure, we give you your water and your gasoline. We got our gasoline from Aruba. You know where Aruba is down there?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that comes up. We had a little tugboat. They're always just a little tanker. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all the time. That little tugboat was bringing thousands of gallons of fuel up to Panama Canal, so we didn't have any gas rationing. We didn't tell anybody that. But where could we go anyplace? We couldn't go any.
Yeah.
No, you can't go for a ride. Hell, the canal is only 10 miles wide and 50 miles long, and there isn't a road. At that time, there was no road across the Panama Canal.
The highway hadn't been built
yet. That's right, see? And so we didn't need much gasoline. So finally they made us, just for appearance sake, gave us 4 gallon a week and so forth, just to put it on the paper that we were getting it and we were cooperating with the other poor people in the United States. But hell, we could go all month on 4 gallon.
Yeah, because we didn't have to drive.
No place where we go.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Fort Davis, yeah.
I take it for granted because when I was there, you had the highway, the transition.
That's right.
Highway.
We got that after the war.
Well, how did you get around before that highway was?
We didn't.
You didn't. You just
stayed.
Couldn't.
There was no.
Okay.